在早晨能够来到神的家、神的殿一起敬拜，这是一个很大的福分。
It's a blessing this morning we can come to his temple to worship him.
今天和大家要交通的题目是爱的相随。
The message of today is determined love.
爱能够使我们人生活着有动力。
Life is a driving force for our life.
爱能够使人生活有快乐。
Life makes us happy.
我们今天想借着圣经从不同的角度来认识爱。
Let's through Bible give us a different perspective on love.
有的人说爱如果一旦分析了以后，这个爱就变成好像没有味道了。
Sometimes that you will lose taste analyzing love.
但是我们现在有机会来思想在人的里面呢，我们有三个成分。第一个成分是我们的灵。
There are three components of man. The first one is spirit.
所以爱在灵的层面呢，我们也要来探讨。
So we need to study love through spirit.
人还有魂，我们要在魂的里面来探讨爱的关系。
There's soul in man. We need to look into love through that.
魂的里面有思想、有情感、有意志。
There's mind, heart, and will.Within soul.
那我们的人的里面呢，还有一个叫做肉体，身体。
Also, body is in man.
事实上，在爱的里面，在身体的部分也有的。
So we got physical love.
这个爱的话，如果对方是英俊潇洒，那我当然爱他。
Of course, someone is handsome. You love the handsome.
如果对方是美丽漂亮，我也爱他。
We love the beautiful person.
如果对方是多才多金呢？我当然也很爱他的。
If the other one is talented and rich, that's even better.
如果对方是风姿动人呢，那我非常的爱他。
And if it's like so astronomical, then you love he or she even more.
这种爱呢是肉体上的爱。
This is physical attraction.
你看在动物里面那个公鸡啊，特别长得雄壮而且漂亮。
So you can see rooster, they're big and outstanding.
越漂亮的公鸡呢，母鸡呢越喜欢它。
And the hen loves those wonderful rooster.
这些都是外表的爱，就是肉体的爱。
But this is just for appearance only.
我们今天想要借着今天的圣经，要来谈人类的爱的关系里面最复杂、最难了解的。
We're going to study the most complicated aspects of human love.
特别是在东方的文化的里面。特别难处理的一种爱的关系。
Especially in Eastern culture, this is so complicated.
这个关系就是在于婆婆跟媳妇的关系。
That's between a mother-in-law and the wife.
Daughter-in-law. 有一位长老叫寇世远，他在他很小的时候，他的父亲就去世了，他的母亲就守寡。
So there's a pastor, His father passed away long ago, so he was brought up by his widowed mom.
而且他是他们家唯一的独子。
And he was the only son.
是他妈妈心中的宝贝。
So it's so precious to his mom.
那这个时间是发生在中国和日本发生战争的时候，二次大战的时候。
So it happened in World War II.
所以他后来就结了婚，娶了一个妻子。
So he married his wife.
他就形容当他的婆婆就她妈妈跟她的媳妇两个相处不好的时候，她所遭遇的情况。
So there's a dilemma when his wife and his mom didn't get along.
她说早上的时候，日本的轰炸机就来轰炸。
So in the morning, Japanese bombed here.
等到晚上，她下了班回到家的时候呢，她妈妈就对她轰炸，在那里骂日本，然后再骂她的妻子。
But after work, his mom will bombast his wife and Japan and Japanese also.
然后晚上当他躺下去睡觉的时候呢，他的太太呢就继续的轰炸，在骂那个日本，也骂他的妈妈，甚至还骂他这个人。
So when time to bed, then his wife will complain about Japanese, his wife, and of course him also.
所以当这个婆婆跟媳妇的关系处不好的时候呢，周围的人都很痛苦的。
So it's a dilemma if the mother-in-law and the wife didn't get along.
而且这个关系很难处理的。
It's difficult to deal with.
因为两个人都同时爱一个人，那就是这个儿子或者是他的丈夫。
Because both the mom and wife love this man.
他的妈妈会想，这个儿子是我的。
And the mom thought, he is my son.
那这个妻子呢，想这个丈夫是我的。
But the wife said, he's my husband.
所以事实上，他们两个在这里彼此相争啊，就是为着这个爱的关系，在那里找搞出很多的问题来。
So it's a struggle of love and many ramifications and problems.
我们今天想借着圣经路德记来了解爱的关系。
Let's study love through the book of Ruth.
在路德记里面讲到有一个人，一个男人叫做以利米勒，他的妻子叫做拿俄米。
There was a man, Elimelech, his wife named Naomi.
他们有两个儿子，一个叫马伦，一个叫基连。
Elimelech had two sons, Mahlon and Chilion.
那这个家庭呢，是本来是住在犹大的伯利恒的地方。
They used to live in Judah, Bethlehem.
但是因为这个地方发生了饥荒，所以他们从犹大呢就往摩押地去寄居。
Because of the famine, they moved to Moab.
那摩押呢，这个有点历史的背景，我需要说明一下。
I'd like to elaborate the historical background on Moab.
摩押呢，他们是罗德的后裔，亚伯拉罕的侄儿。
So Moab is a descendant of Lot, Abraham's nephew.
然后罗德呢，与他的女儿啊，两个女儿乱伦啊，生下的后代啊，一个叫做摩押，一个就是叫做亚门。
So Ammon and Moab were the incest between Lot and his two daughters.
那这个摩押的后代呢，因为他们曾经咒诅以色列人，所以神对他们有一个咒诅在。
Because Moab cursed Israel, then God instead cursed Moab.
而且以色列人从埃及要回迦南地的时候呢，他们不肯帮助以色列人。
During Exodus, Moab did not help Israelite.
所以神就启示说，摩押人不可以进入圣殿的。
So that's why God said Moabite could not go into the holy temple.
那这个地方地图上，我想标示一下什么地方是他们原来住的伯利恒，在这个地方。
So you can see it at Bethlehem from the map.
然后他们从这个伯利恒呢，就因为饥荒呢，就到了这个地方叫摩押，就死海的东岸。
So because the famine, they moved to the east bank of that sea. That was Moab.
接下来事情所发生的就是，后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。
Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and he was left with her two sons.
然后这两个儿子就娶了当地的摩押女子为妻，一个叫俄尔巴，一个叫做路德。
They married Moabite woman, one named Orpah, and the other Ruth, after they had lived there about 10 years.
他们住在那个地方约有十年的时间。马伦和基连，也就是拿俄米的两个儿子也死了，只剩下拿俄米，他没有丈夫，也没有儿子。
Both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband.
所以这样的时候就剩下了三个寡妇。
So there are three widows left.
一个寡妇就是拿俄米，这是犹大人，她是婆婆。
So Naomi is from Judah.
然后剩下两个是摩押的女子，是她的媳妇，一个是俄尔巴，一个是叫做路德。
So two daughters-in-law, Moabite woman, one Orpah and the other Ruth.
所以拿俄米呢，就与两个媳妇呢起身要从摩押地啊，就想要归回，因为他在摩押地听到了耶和华这个时候已经眷顾他自己犹大的百姓，赐粮食给他们。
When she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, Naomi and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there.
所以他和他的两个媳妇呢，就起行要离开所住的地方，要回犹大地去。
With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah.
所以在这个时候呢，拿俄米的心里面呢，他有一个期待的，他希望带着两个媳妇跟他一同回到犹大去。
So Naomi hoped to bring two daughters-in-law back to Judah.
因为他已经年纪老迈了。
She was old.
他没有任何的亲人了。
And she had no relative left.
所以自然会愿意盼望他的两个媳妇能够跟着他。
Naturally, she hoped the two daughter-in-law will follow her.
但是这个时候，他就开始在要起行的之前呢，他就对他的两个媳妇说：“啊，你们个人就回娘家去吧。愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待你们的丈夫和恩待我一样。”
Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home."May the Lord show kindness to you as you have shown to your dead and to me.
他说愿耶和华使你们各在新夫的家中得到平安。
Now Naomi said to her two daughter-in-law, Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you as you have shown to your dead and to me.
当拿俄米把这样的话从心里面说出来以后呢，这个两就与他们亲嘴，与他两个媳妇亲嘴，结果一亲嘴以后呢，这两个媳妇就放声大哭啊。
So after she said that to her daughter-in-law, then she kissed them and she wept aloud.
并且说她的两个媳妇就说：“不然，我们必与你一同回你本国去。”
And said to her, "We will go back with you to your people."
这个爱的关系里面受到了一个考验。
So there's a test of love here.
她的婆婆说：“你们就回到你们自己原来摩押你们原来的地方去，希望你们能够找到新的丈夫。”
The mother-in-law told her daughter-in-law to go back to Moab. Hopefully, they can remarry.
但是这个邀请呢，是这个吩咐呢，事实上是一个考验。
But this was a test.
他们都放声而哭。
But they all wept.
他说：“不，我们不要跟你一同回到你的国家去。”
And said to her, "We will go back with you to your people."
爱的第一层的考验就是情感，因为他们与他相处已经十年的时间，人相处久了，自然会产生一些的情感。
So the first step of love is emotion. They've been together for 10 years. There must be some emotion exist.
所以，这个拿俄米的他的两个媳妇呢，俄尔巴跟路德呢，他们都通过了。这个第一关的考验，他们在情感上，他们舍不得。
So Oprah and Ruth passed the test. Emotionally, they would not abandon Naomi.
我们要在看第二个阶段的考验的之前，我必须要再借着圣经来了解一些事情。
Before the second test, I want you to learn something from the scripture.
圣经里面有些历史和背景是从摩西的律法里面吩咐交代给犹太人的。
There's some historical background in the laws of Moses.
这是记在《生命记》的里面，这里讲到说，弟兄同居，若死了一个没有儿子，死人的妻不可出嫁外人，她丈夫的兄弟当尽弟兄的本分，娶她为妻，与她同房。
In Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5, if brothers are living together and one of them dies without a son, his widow must not marry outside the family. Her husband's brother shall take her.And marry her and fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her.
妇人生的长子必归死兄的名下，免得他的名在以色列中涂抹了。
The first son she bears shall carry on the names of the dead brothers, so that his name will not be blotted out from Israel.
这个颁布呢是上帝颁布的，为着要保全犹太人的这个种族。
So this is the order given by God to preserve the Israel.
所以就是说兄弟里面呢，如果有一个他的兄弟死了，但是他的妻子呢没有生出任何的儿子的话，他的兄弟呢还活着的兄弟呢就必须娶这个，把他接纳过来，为他的死去的兄弟呢生下后代，让以色列的民族能够保存下来。
If a brother died without any offspring, then the other brother should marry the widow.To carry on, so that they can have offspring to carry on the family's name, so that Israel can become a good nation.
这是上帝用一个方法来保存这个民族，而且呢，如果连兄弟都没有的话呢，他的最近的亲属呢，也要尽上这个责任。
This is God's way to preserve Israel. If there's no brother, then closest relative should take on this responsibility for the dead.
所以你注意看，在历史上，如果想要把以色列这个民族消灭掉的，事实上就是在违反抗拒上帝的意思。
So historically, if anyone tried to eradicate Israel, that's against God's will.
因为上帝要保存这个民族，做上帝的见证人。
So God wants to use Israel as his personal witness.
以色列人的存在呢，是一个活的见证。
The existence of Israel is the witness of God.
所以你仔细看历史上反对想要消灭以色列人这一些人的背后都是撒旦的。
So historically, anyone try to destroy Israel is from Satan.
好，第一关的考验，当他说你们都回到你们的原来的地方去，希望你们能够找到新的丈夫，他们都放声而哭，他们舍不得，所以他们在情感上他们通过了考验。
So they all passed the first test of emotion when they were asked to go back and remarry, and they all wept aloud.
第二关的考验，拿俄米就接着说：“我女儿啊，你们回去吧，为什么要跟我回去呢？我还能够升职做你们的丈夫吗？”
But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who would become your husbands?"
我女儿们啊，回去吧，我年纪老迈，不能再有丈夫，就是有，我还有指望今夜有丈夫可以生子。
Return home, my daughters. I'm too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I have the husband tonight, and then gave birth to sons.
你们岂能等着他们长大吗？你们岂能等着他们不嫁别人吗？我女儿们啊，不要这样。我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。
Would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone out against me.
刚才我们一开始的时候讲到人有魂，魂的里面有思想，有情感，有意志。第一关他们通过了情感的考验，第二关是什么关呢？
So they passed the test of emotion. Then what's the second test?
这一关，第二关是理智上的考验。
So the second test was reasoning.
拿俄米在那里分析给他们，很理智的来告诉他们。
So Naomi analyzed the situation for them.
事实上，爱呢也需要在理智的里面来表达的。
Sometimes you have to be reasonable in love.
所以拿俄米告诉他们说，即使你们要跟我回去。你们将来的丈夫我能够给你们吗？我那么老了，如果就是能的话，我生下来的儿子你们能够等吗？还要等二十年，你们 等得到吗？
Naomi was old, so even he remarried, have another son, the two daughters in love cannot wait that long.
所以事实上这个 爱情呢，如果能够经过理智的考验呢，这个爱情就更加的稳固。
So if the love can go through reasoning, then it will be more solid.
这个时候两个儿妇，这两个媳妇呢，又放声而哭，哭完以后俄尔巴与婆婆亲嘴而别，只是路德舍不得拿俄米。
At this they wept again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her.
俄尔巴通过了情感的考验，但是他没有办法通过理智的考验。
Orpah passed the test of emotion but couldn't pass the test of reasoning.
但是路德这两关他都通过了。
But Ruth passed both tests.
接下来拿俄米对他说，看啊，你的嫂子已经回他本国和他所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。
Look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her.
当路德看着他的媳他的这个妯娌啊，就是这俄尔巴一步一步的就离开，往前回到要往他自己的家乡去的时候，他的心里面是有感觉的。
So Ruth felt something watching Orpah going back to her people.
这个是一个很孤单的考验。
It's lonely.
因为他跟俄尔巴他们两个是同一个国家、同一个民族、同一个文化的人。
They were all from Moab, same culture, same background.
他们甚至他们的年龄都很相近的。
Probably close in age.
现在只剩下了这两个人，她跟她的婆婆年纪不一样，文化不一样，种族也不一样。
Not just Ruth and Naomi, different ages and different cultures.
她必须往前往犹大方向走的时候，她就要面临完全的孤单。
So going to Judah, she will face loneliness.
爱情经过了情感的考验，经过了思想的考验，最后一关就是经过意志的考验。
So last test was the test of determination.
这时候路德对他的婆婆说，不要催我回去，不跟随你。
But Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Where you go, I will go.
我放下我自己人生的方向，我来顺从你的方向。
And where you stay, I will stay.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
I will follow your direction.
也就是我放下我生活环境的要求，你住在哪里，我就跟随你到底。
I gave away my own needs and follow you.
你的国就是我的国。
Your people will be my people.
也就是说，你的百姓就是我的百姓。你的文化和风俗，我愿意放下我自己的，我来顺从你的。
I'm willing to give away my own culture and custom and follow yours.
你的神就是我的神。
And your God might be my God.
我放下我自己的信仰，我来顺服你心灵的信仰。
I gave away my own belief and follow yours.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在那里。
Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried.
你最终的归宿，我也与你一起。
So I will go all the way with you.
除非死使你与我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me.
他用发咒的方法，启示的方法，用表达他坚定的决心。
So she used the oath to express her determination.
也就是说，无论如何，不管是贫或富，健康或者疾病，我都跟随你到底。
Rich or poor, thick or thin, she will follow Naomi.
这位路德，他已经通过了情感的考验、思想的考验、意志的考验。
So Ruth passed the test of emotion.Reasoning and determination.
Naomi 见路德定义要跟随自己去，就不再劝他了。
When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her.
盼望借着这样，我们对爱能够更深的来认识。
Through this, we should understand more about love.
路德她失去了丈夫，而且她没有儿女。
Ruth lost her husband.And she had no children.
一个失去丈夫的人或失去配偶的人，痛苦和惊慌会缠绕在她。
So the widow always feels pain in her mind.
会害怕，会觉得无助，不知道方向怎么走。
Fearful and helpless, nowhere to turn.
有时候就会失去快乐，会失去依靠。
Loss of happiness and no one to turn to.
甚至有时候面临贫穷。孤单
Poverty, loneliness abound.
忧郁和寂寞
And depressed and sorrow.
当路德看着这个婆婆年纪已经大了，身无分文
And the mother-in-law was pretty poor.
她却定义要跟随她到底
And Ruth determined to follow her to the end.
这样的爱是真实的爱
This was true love.
弟兄姐妹，我们有时候忘记了周围就在我们旁边跟我们很近的人，他们是用路德这样的爱来爱我们。
Sometimes we took it for granted that actually the people around us love us just like Ruth loved Naomi.
其实周围有些这样很近的人，他们已经通过这些的考验，我们却浑然不知。
People close to you pass all the tests of love.But we didn't realize that.
我在这里要鼓励大家，你们要学习去欣赏、去珍惜这样的人。
Learn to appreciate the people around you and their love.
当我们对真的爱有了正确的认识呢，就不会再受那些不健康的观念。总以为爱情一定要是很火辣的、很刺激的才叫做爱情。
So you won't be affected.By the cultural thing, love has to be something, has to be exciting.
其实往往爱在一个不知不觉当中 他已经实实在在的向你表达了。
But sometimes boring is good and then express it all.
你要学习去欣赏他的时候，这个爱的关系就能够更加的激励你们彼此之间。
Once you appreciate it, the love will grow.
我们从这个路德的身上，我们看见了，事实上，上帝或许在你需要的时候，会差遣这样的路德在你的周围。
Sometimes Ruth will be sent by God to you when you're needed, when you need them all.
你要思想，可能就是你旁边的配偶，可能就是你的儿女。
Maybe your spouse, maybe your children.
或者甚至是你的父母。
Maybe your parents.
甚至可能是你公司的同事。
Maybe your colleague.
甚至应该是教会的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes brothers and sisters in church.
如此的，一直的跟随陪伴你。
They follow you, took care of you.
我们要学习向主来感恩。
We need to thank God for that.
我们的人生的里面有这样的同伴是很大的福气。
Companionship is tremendous blessing from God.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Where you go, I'll follow.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
Where you stay, I'll stay.
你的国就是我的国。
Your people will be my people.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God will be my God.
这样的爱情，我们应该更被提升起来，来跟随这位耶稣。
So the love should be elevated to follow Jesus.
耶稣渴望这样的爱来跟随他。
Jesus hopes such love to follow him.
当我们多了解了路德对他的婆婆这样的一种爱的相随啊，我们心里面应该要问一个问题的。
When we understand Ruth's determined love to Naomi, then we should ask ourselves.
路德，你这样的爱是怎样来的？
How can Ruth have such love?
怎么能够跟随这位婆婆？事实上，前面没有任何的保障啊。
There's no guarantee in front of her at all.
说各种的条件，在这个老婆婆的身上，这个婆婆的身上，找不到任何一个机会。
So there seems hopeless from Naomi's surroundings.
我们接下来看，于是二人同行来到伯利恒。他们到了伯利恒，合城的人就都惊讶，妇女们说：“这是拿俄米吗？”
So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the woman exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi?"
拿俄米对他们说：“不要叫我拿俄米，因为拿俄米本来是甜的意思。”他说：“你们要叫我马拉，马拉是苦的意思，因为全能者使我受了大苦。”
Don't call me Naomi. I'm not sweet anymore. She told them, "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter."
我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。耶和华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦。既是这样，你们为何还叫我拿俄米呢？
I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty had brought me misfortune upon me.
我们再来思想这位拿俄米在他身上所发生的事情。
Let's think again what happened to Naomi.
她失去了丈夫。
She lost her husband.
她失去了两个儿子。
She lost her two sons.
白发人送黑发人。
So it's a white-haired sending off a put funeral to the black-haired sons.
这样的人心灵里面是有罪疚感。
So she felt guilty.
为什么我还活着的？我真巴望这个命是给我儿子的。
She was guilty about living. She wished that was her being dead than her son.
这样的一个老妇人，她已经年老而且力衰，疾病可能随着她。
So she was old, probably health was failing her as well.
并且她失去了谋生的能力。
She had no ability to make living.
她失去了家庭。
She lost her family.
她自己要孤孤单单地面对每一个未知的日子。
She was alone, facing the uncertainty.
这样的人其实过着一种提心吊胆的日子，过日子啊。
So it's very unpleasant to live in such way.
经常的需要担忧啊， 常常被灰色的思想笼罩着。
She worried a lot, definitely.
遭遇到这样的事情的时候，有时候常常连吃饭都吃不到味道。
Sometimes probably she lost appetite.
甚至看到家里的每一景每一物啊，只有勾起那个忧郁的回忆。
The surrounding only brought back the poor memory.
想起过去的艰难啊，只是能够更加的痛苦。
The difficulty from the past just made her more bitter.
甚至想起过去的快乐，也是很难再一次的能够兴奋起来。
Even the happiness from past cannot excite her anymore.
有时候真的是幻想说那些事情都没有发生呢，一切可以重新再来。
Sometimes she wishes nothing happened, so she can do it all over again.
一个遭遇痛苦的人，事实上他的心是一直往里面钻的。
Sometimes the pain just go deeper and deeper.
把自己越加的隐藏起来。
Try to hide from the pain.
想到的都是自己的痛苦。
And only the pain surrounds her thought.
这样一个痛苦的老妇人，当她真的是盼望她的两个媳妇跟她回到犹大去的时候，
She wished her two daughter-in-law would follow her back to Judah.
她却一次再一次的催他们离开，回到他们自己的地方去。
Instead, she urged her daughter-in-law time after time to go back to their own people.
她盼望他们能够找到新的丈夫。
She wished they can find new husbands.
建立新的家庭。
Establish new family.
能够有一个美好的未来。
Can have a brighter future.
本来这个妇人应该想的都是自己才对的。
Usually people just think about themselves.
也是应该是合理的。
It's reasonable for people to take care of being selfish.
可是我们发现这个人却每一个点都是只有想到对方的需要。
But Naomi always thought about the needs of others.
这个能力从哪里来呢？
How can she get such ability to do so?
这个自己已经很受苦了，却还要去关心别人，这个能力从哪里来呢？
She suffered, but she's still taking care of others.
如果这个能力我知道从哪里来，我相信没有一个人说我不要这个能力。
So everyone want to know the source of her power.
这个能力就是从她的所信的上帝而来的。
The powers was from her God.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这里看见一个很真人真事。
This was a real story.
这样苦的人，他当然会埋怨的。
Of course, people complain when they suffer.
他会诉苦的。
They will express their bitterness to others.
他会发泄心中的苦闷。
They want to vent their displeasure.
而且这个苦闷他无处诉说。
Sometimes nowhere to turn to.
所以他说耶和华伸手攻击我。
So that's why the Lord has afflicted me.
我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。
That's why she said, I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty.
全能者使我受苦。
The Lord has afflicted me.
弟兄姐妹，这样痛苦的人，他还要信这位上帝。
But still, she believed in God.
他还要回到他原来应许之地去。
She still wanted to go back to the promised land.
弟兄姐妹，这位上帝实实在在是这样的可贵。
So God was true and real.
所以这位拿俄米，她为什么要跟随这位婆婆呢？
So why Ruth followed her mother-in-law?
是不是只是单单说因为这个婆婆爱她而已吗？
Not just because Naomi loved Ruth.
所以她可以通过情感的考验。
So that Ruth passed the test of emotion.
她可以通过思想的考验。
Reasoning.
甚至她可以通过意志的考验。
And test of determination.
她要跟随她到底。
Ruth is following Naomi all the way through.
但是跟随这样一个老妇人是没有前途的。
But there's no future following Naomi.
她要跟随是因为这位拿俄米她所信的那位上帝。
Because Ruth was following Naomi's God.
如果这位老婆婆她有这么多的痛苦，她却能够关心别人的话，那这个上帝一定是不得了的上帝。
Despite Naomi's suffering, she still take care of others, so her God must be a mighty God.
这位上帝所给她的爱一定是满意的爱。
So the God gave her love so fulfilling.
这样的上帝我一定要的。
I want a God like this.
这个路德他在属灵的里面他看见了那个宝贵。
So spiritually, Ruth saw the preciousness of this God.
弟兄姐妹，我们对爱的认识，我们要靠着主不断的被提升起来。
So through God, we can really know love.
不要仅仅只是享受那个肉体之中的爱而已。
Love is not only physical.
我们更要被提升到魂的里面来。
So we need to elevate the level to the soul's level, the spiritual level.
我们对别人的爱，我们要在情感上真的去爱他们。
So we need to love them emotionally.
我们要在理智上胜过来爱他们。
So we need to love them with reason.
我们甚至要胜过我们的意志来爱他们。
So we need to love them with determination.
但是这一切的爱的源头更要提升到灵里面的爱。
And the origin of the love is through spirit.
这个爱是从上帝来的。
Through the spirit of God.
因为神爱世人。
Because God loves us.
当这个爱如果临到你，你就有办法充满。
When the love comes upon you, then you will be filled.
即使像拿奥米自己本身已经遭遇到这么多的难处，这么多的困难，她还能够爱。
So that's how Naomi can still love despite her misfortunes.
她能够爱那些需要的人。
She can love the people who have needs.
虽然她的情况比他们还更糟。
Even though she's no better off.
所以为什么我们要来寻求这位上帝？
That's why we need to search this only God.
因为我们常常我们觉得我们爱一个人，我们爱不下去了。
Sometimes you feel I can't love he or her anymore.
因为我们里面的爱已经减少了，缺乏了。
Because the love seems diminishing within us.
在这里告诉我们一个秘诀，你从上帝那里可以再一次的将这个爱充满在你的心中。
Let me tell you the secret. You can recharge your love through God.
所以你可以去爱，即使是在你极大难处的时候，你仍然能够。
So you can love despite all the difficulty in your life.
所以当路德看见这位拿俄米，他能够在这样情况来爱他的时候，他的心灵里面一定是被触动了。
So Ruth was touched by Naomi's love despite her own difficulties.
所以他可以说，你的神就是我的神。
That's why Ruth said, "Your God will be my God."
弟兄姐妹，往往我们一个基督徒的见证，不是在我们顺境的时候能够感动人。
Sometimes our witness will be better through difficulty.
往往人看我们的见证是在我们遭遇难处的时候。
When we encounter difficulty, how we deal with it?
他会在那里思想说：“我在这样的难处，我是这样处理；你在那样的难处，你怎么处理呢？”
So people will compare how we deal with it.Difficulties.
弟兄姐妹在这里要看见还有一件很伟大的就是上帝自己的爱。
And another thing is the love of God.
拿俄米这样的埋怨他，埋怨这位上帝。
Even Naomi complained about God.
上帝知道人是软弱的。
God knows we're weak.
上帝还爱。
God still loves us.
他爱他爱到底。
So God loves us throughout.
我们要常常到主的面前来享受他爱的浇灌。
So we need to come before him to enjoy his love upon us.
你可以把你的埋怨带到他的面前。
Come to him with all your complaints.
他仍然会爱你的。
He still loves you despite your complaint.
因为他知道你软弱。
Because he knows we're weak.
他知道你需要他的爱。
He knows we need his love.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.